You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Truecaller's capabilities go much beyond just caller identification, and the company does not consider as threat the government's calling name presentation service, for which the telecom operators have started doing trials. Quote, our services can coexist with CNAP, unquote. Rishit Jhunjhunwala, Chief Product Officer and Managing Director of Truecaller India, told Financial Express in an interview, quote, Truecaller is now also telling users why somebody is calling, telling them what other people are saying about this caller and whether this call is a scam or fraud, unquote, Jhunjhunwala said, adding that the company's offering has enough value in a consumer's life beyond just showing KYC-based caller ID to users, on which the government's CNAP service is based. Truecaller shows spam statistics with the red color. Moving to industry, India and the European Union made a lot of progress on the key issues surrounding the proposed free trade agreement between them in the last round of negotiations in late June, and the next round is expected to be held in late September, a senior official said. In the latest round, discussions were held on all the 21 chapters or policy areas covered by the FTA with the aim of resolving divergences. Joint Secretary in the Department of Commerce, Darpan Jain, said the September talks will be the ninth round of negotiations. India and EU are also negotiating a trade and investment agreement and a pact on geographical indications. India and the 27-nation bloc resumed negotiations on the FTA on June 17, 2022. Over to market. Thematic and sectoral funds have become the flavor of the season, with both fund houses and investors registering an over fourfold increase in monthly inflows over the past 6 months and drawing more than 55% of the total equity investments in June. Last month, 9 new fund offerings raised as much as ₹12,974 crore. Monthly inflows into thematic and sectoral funds soared to ₹22,532 crore in June from ₹4,805 crore in January. The growing demand for such funds also reflects in the number of NFOs, 22, launched during the period. Quote, this is an effect of the bull market progressing, wherein investors are now seeking new growth opportunities and decent valuations, unquote, said Anand Vardarajan, Chief Business Officer, Tata Asset Management. Next, from Express Mobility, automakers will have to accelerate their adoption of electric-only vehicles over the next 3 years or risk facing stiff penalties under stricter regulations seeking 20% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions. The third phase of the corporate average fuel efficiency norms will require companies to improve vehicle fuel efficiency as well as reduce release of pollutants. The much more stringent nature of the norms will leave automakers no alternative but to switch to electric. While CAFE 2, which is under implementation, allows car makers to meet the norms by adopting CNG and hybrids, CAFE 3 is designed to discourage the sale of non-electric cars. The Bureau of Energy Efficiency invited stakeholders to share comments on CAFE 3 and CAFE 4 norms. Latest update on budget. The centre is likely to set an ambitious target of ₹10 trillion for the second phase of the national monetization pipeline to be implemented in the 5 years ending FY30. The assets in the second phase will be led by highways, mining, power and petroleum, while metro rail network in major cities will give the impetus to the asset recycling for the first time, a senior official said. The first phase of NMP has set an ambitious ₹6 trillion asset recycling target for 4 years through FY25. By monetization of brownfield assets in sectors like road, mining, power, petroleum and airports. Despite the railway sector lagging massively, the NMP1 achievement has been ₹3.85 trillion. Now from industry news. In a series of optimistic evaluations, multiple brokerage firms have revised their target prices for HCL Tech stock after the company maintained its fiscal year revenue guidance at 3-5% year-on-year and the operating margin at 18-19%, despite a challenging first quarter. As a result, the stock rose nearly 5% intraday to a three-month high of ₹1,636.40 on the NSE. Eventually, the stock erased most of its gains to end 0.5% higher at ₹1,560.68. Nuvama Institutional Equities maintained their buy rating, elevating the target price from ₹1,700 to ₹1,800. Quote, HCL Tech's sharp re-rating has been driven by higher growth than peers and rectification of its capital allocation policy fundamentals that shall sustain in FY25 too, unquote, they said. Lastly, let's have a look on the stocks which are in focus today. These are HUL, Zomato, Jio Financial Services, Unichem Laboratories, HDFC Life. Hindustan Unilever Limited announced that it has signed an agreement for the sale of its Pureit business in India, whereas Dipendra Goyal, CEO of Zomato, has joined the billionaire club. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.